The refs cost the Lions a chance at a game-winning field goal, like I said. Should the Lions have scored more points, probably got a touchdown? Yeah. But I'm sick of the refs playing a part in this game where they can overrule another team winning. There's only 16 games in a regular season, guys. Only 16. And it's gotten to the point where you look up and down at every NFL team, everybody's gotten a play against them that's cost them points, cost them a loss, or something of those ramifications. There's just something along those lines. But here's what finally needs to be done. And I circled this one four times. And I understand back in the 1990s or the 2000s, shoot, 2010, right? That coaches would tell you, don't allow officials to dictate if you win or lose. But it's gotten to the point now in 2019 where the average penalties being called in a national football game have gone up from 14 to 18 in the last year, from 11 to 14 to 18 in the last 2 years, from 9 to 11 to 14 to 18 in the last 4 seasons. So how can you tell me, how can anybody out there look me dead in the eye and watch the same amount of football I do, watch the same amount of film I do, and say, officials don't cost you a game? You can't tell me that anymore. Because what are you supposed to do? You do everything right. For example, Trey Flowers, he did everything right. Going, trying to get Aaron Rodgers, sacking him, it would have been fourth down. Rodgers threw an incompletion, which blew my mind why he didn't just fall to the ground. There was well over a minute and a half left after that incompletion. And then you look and they call a penalty. And it was a ghost penalty. A penalty that should have never been called. And I'm not lying. I'm not just saying that, Corey, that's your opinion. It shouldn't have been called. No. Now, today at the owners' meeting, like I just read to you, if you're just joining us here on Sports Talk with Corey Clark on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, where the truth is told in live talk radio, I just told you live that this NFL vice president said it should not have been called. And they said they're going to reach out and issue an apology to the owner, issue an apology to the general manager. You put that apology, if I was the general manager, if I was the Lions general manager, people, if I got a letter or a phone call, hey, I'm really sorry, this should not have been called. You have to understand, refs are humans too, but this probably did cost you a chance of the game. And a very, very, very important NFC North game, might I add, people, where the NFC North is stacked this year with very good teams from top to bottom. The only division in the National Football League where every team is over 500. From the Vikings, the Bears, the Lions, the Packers. And if that guy said, I'm sorry to me and I was a general manager or the owner, I'd say take your sorry and put it up your, you know what. Because we've gotten to the point where sorries, what is that going to change? Nothing. Roger Goodell apologizes to Sean Payton in an NFC Championship game. What's going to happen if we have another crucial call along those lines that cost a team a game in the playoffs? People are going to stop watching football. They're going to stop. And there's only one way to fix it. One way. Look at college football. Look what the AAF had for their small season. They had a NFL official, an eighth guy or gal, whoever it is. I don't care. If you have eyes and you can look at a 4D high-definition screen like everybody else in America sits on their couch with a beer in their hand and watches, then you could do this job. It's called a sky official.